It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Ken Adams, the man, the myth, the legend. Ken takes our radio interviews and turns them into a program for airing all up and down Central California. And Ken, we appreciate your work so much. More than that, we appreciate your heart, knowing that you love Jesus as much as we do, and you are as passionate about what he's doing in the lives of our women as we are. Jerry, we are in your office, and we have a guest who almost got through a program without being interviewed. Francisca's just a couple of weeks away from graduation, but we're gonna fix that little problem today.
She tries to play the invisible woman role, but it didn't work. And, you know, we do kind of laugh, Jim, because I had mentioned at some point that doing a radio show is part of the final exam. You do not get to graduate if you don't. And that was really kind of a joke because everybody has done the radio, usually once or twice by the time they get to graduation. But Francisca, either she hit or her hand never went up, or when I prayed about it, God did not give me her face. That's usually what happens when I pray for someone to do the radio. Mm-hmm. I get a face, and they've never told me no. Sometimes I don't pray, and I just ask. But when I did pray today, Francisca's face just popped right up. So I knew she was ready. And maybe those other times she just was not ready. So that's okay. She's ready today to tell her story.
Okay. And we want to hear that story. And as I've said many times, as I talk to women who are sitting in the very chair where you are, you didn't come to Evangel Home because you were hitting the glass ceiling in corporate America.
No.
There was distress and your life was askew, if you will. Would you move back pre-Evangel Home days and tell us a little bit about what your life was?
I was going through a lot of tragic events during my life. One after another was just hitting. My mom had a stroke. And just a few incidents straight after that, what happened was my kids were being sexually abused, and then just some incidents with that happening led to an incident with a verbal incident with my neighbor, which led me getting arrested, and I found myself incarcerated.
And so you got pretty angry.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand that with the children. But mm-hmm. So anger management is probably something that you've learned here.
Yes. Okay. Anger management, being able to express myself in a productive way and not in a way that hurts anybody. And not including myself, because what happened was I hurt myself and my children at the same time with how I handled it before.
So you were incarcerated. Did somebody there mention the Evangel Home to you at some point? How did that come about then?
Not the first time. The first time I went in there, and I was in there for 2 weeks, got out, was on probation, and I just couldn't cope, and I went back to some of my old coping habits. I didn't have my children with me at that time, and they were placed in CPS because I didn't have no family members to come and help me with them. So they placed them in CPS, and then I didn't have them, and I couldn't sleep at night, just things playing over and over and feeling I failed as a mother, as a parent, to my kids, and I just gave up on myself. I was hopelessness, like really darkness. And I just had told myself maybe they were better where they were at. Maybe they had a chance, because there was not, I didn't see that they had a chance with me after what had already been done. Mm-hmm. So I gave up and I stopped, and I didn't report to probation. And a lot of things go in your mind. You know, you want to hurt these people that hurt my children. And I was out there on the streets. And I found myself praying, you know, like inside, you know, asking for God to help me. Where are you at? Where are you at in this? Where is he? And then I got, one night, I got arrested. They came in, and they ran my name, and I, you know, the thing is, you do is you don't tell them your full name, but they knew by my some of my tattoos, and they go, come on, we're going back in. And I went back
for parole violation.
Probation. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't in compliance. I wasn't reporting. I just totally didn't call nothing. I sat in there, I went to court, went in front of the judge, and I was looking at some time. I was looking at 3 years. And so then he said, my attorney said, okay, come on, let's do this. He sent me back, and he goes, I'll see you in another 5 weeks. And during those 5 weeks, I sat in there, and I got interviewed. And they said I was qualified for a program. And then after that, they went back up, and they told the judge that, and he wasn't satisfied with that. So then they had the one of the main doctors over there, that he came and interviewed me. And he was a Christian, and he was very helpful. And so I went back, and then I remember Rosalina came and interviewed me, and we prayed, and I didn't know what was going on. And then the next thing I know, I'm back in court in front of the judge again, and Rosalina's sitting there. And they released me to Evangelo Home. So he had better, and I didn't even, it was weird because there's a lot of ladies in there that are sitting for months and months and months trying to get into a program. And this came within, I was only in there 2 months. I got out for the holidays, you know, so I was very blessed. I got to see my kids for Christmas. And
so what did you think when you first got to Evangelo Home? How did it compare with your expectations?
I have been praying for a group of ladies like this, a group where I was would be belonged and accepted and not judged for anything. And this is what they gave me, all of that and more. God knew where to put me at. And I have to say that he has his hand on this, even though things are not, or the situation's not exactly what I want it to be. I just have to trust in him, and I know that his hand's on this, because this is a better place than any place where I would want to be at this time.
So you've been taking classes for 9 months. You've been in the Garden, which is the alternative sentencing program primarily. And you're with their four other women over there right now, and you developed a sisterhood, and there's a wonderful camaraderie and a closeness and a group of relationships that are beneficial to all. You're looking at graduating in a couple of weeks, and then what?
I got accepted to Community Connections, which also is here at the Evangelo Home, and this will give me a way of getting back into the community and society, but in a productive way, and still be somewhat under the umbrella of the Evangelo Home, and still, giving me that motivation and that encouragement to stay productive, stay positive, and not, you know, it's so easy for somebody to be bad, and it's so hard to be good. You know what I mean? But good is a good, but being good is being obedient. It's so much better, you know?
Yeah, I keep hearing the word productive.
Yes.
I love that word, because you were unproductive in your life before. Anger management, any other particular class that just...
Boundaries.
How many times have we heard that?
Boundaries and safe people.
What took so long to come up with that?
Being raised... You being a child, you don't know nothing about boundaries. It's what, you know... From my background, I could only speak on that's, you know,
sure.
Something that we didn't, you know, you kind of had to do what your mom said or your parents said, and that was it, you know. And then you go into school, and, you know, you don't really learn about, there's a lot of peer pressure, so there's not boundaries right there, because you want to fit in. You want to be with, you know, you want to be in the in crowd. And so then your boundaries are broken. Mm-hmm. And then it goes and goes, you know. And then finally you're at the point where you're sitting in a classroom at Evangelo.
They're saying, I had this a long time ago.
They're saying boundaries are good for you. And it's like, hey, yeah, they are. Yeah, but boundaries and safe people. Safe people is a new class that we just started. And it's a book. And it's really good. It's really good. It's letting us know about a lot of stuff. I've learned so much here.
Yeah, because those previous relationships, those environments are such a huge part of why you wound up being where you were. And it's so important to develop new relationships and new environments that will be supportive and helpful and productive in Francisca's life. Jerry, quick observation.
I just loved sitting here, and our listeners could not see her face.
Right.
But she's a very, very articulate, eloquent speaker, I think. But the light and the darkness, as she told her story, was just her face. Even if people had no sound and could only see her face, they would know exactly when it was good, when it was bad, because there was an incredible... The darkness and the light was so obvious in your story that even if your words weren't so much dark and light, your face showed it all. So I can only imagine when you talk about the bad ways, it was probably worse than bad. It was probably pretty dark. And I think good is always better, but what's even sometimes better than good is people want to slide back to what they did because it's easy.
Right.
So that's what happens to so many people. They know that good is better, but it's just so much easier to slide back to where we were.
It's a daily battle. Yeah, it is a daily battle for the rest of your life to stay where you need to be in the right environments with the right people, making the right decisions. Jerry, we're coming up September 23rd. We're having a banquet. Just a quick reminder about that, if you would.
Invitations are going out this week, September 23rd, 6:30 at Tornino's. And perhaps that night people will get to meet Francisca.
And you will love meeting Francisca. So put it on your calendar. And if you don't want to wait for the invitation, just call us, 264-4714. And just a quick reminder, we want you to be praying for us every day, regularly, if you would, please. And we need support. We need finances, always. We're in a bit of a comfort zone for the moment.
But it's August.
But it's August, and that means we're not in the comfort zone right at this moment. So we always need your help. And everything sits in supplies in your house, and we need them here in abundance, especially paper products. So we're out of time. Ken, it's your turn. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us. And thank you, Francisca. Thank you, Jerry. We look forward to our next adventure on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.